Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Come in. A special welcome to the newcomers. If this is your first time, welcome to the lounge. I'm so happy to have you here. And for my guests of old, come in. I love you all. Thank you for being in this lounge today and always being present to support this show and the information that I send out, which is always with the intention for your betterment. So VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And it's also short for the word vibration. And my first question is always, what are you thinking about? Press that reset button right now and just simply ask yourself, what do I want? Very important question, because it gets you focused on exactly what you want to create. Because if you're focusing on what you do not want, you will attract it into your life. Plain and simple, period. And I want only the best for you. That's why I drum it into your heads every single time. Ask yourself, what do I want? So I'm in London, and Sunday gone was Valentine's Day. And this is the month of Valentine. That's how I see it. And it's a different type of Valentine this year, because usually, you'd probably be out with your loved one, go for a nice meal, a nice drink, or go for a beautiful romantic rendezvous of some kind. Here in London, we're in lockdown. I don't know what the situation is where you are, where you're listening from, but in London, we're in lockdown, a completely different experience. And it got me to thinking about love in lockdown. And a lot of things have changed in the sense of how people are actually finding love, how they're actually attracting love. And really, are they thinking that the old rules, those steadfast rules, do not apply? And so I felt it important to really hone in on the qualities that you need in a relationship. There's a lot of online stuff going on right now, in the sense of people reaching out to those dating sites to find an ideal partner. There's the mindset of getting into cuffing, where people are looking, especially the younger generation, for a partner so that they can have in the lockdown, only to release as it enters into springtime, because they want that cuddly kind of factor going on whilst they're in this lockdown period. So today I want to look at healthy relationships. And I'm specifically going to talk to the females today, as I do, but I'm also going to talk in the sense of what guys would like from women. Like I said, it's Valentine's Day, and I think it's a great opportunity to kind of get our wisdom on. So speaking to the females specifically, when you go for a guy, you have got to go beyond the wrapping. And you have to really get to the content of a man. Don't get absorbed by the cover of a man. Okay? Don't get absorbed by the cover of the book. You have to check the contents. Because a lot of you women, you're just looking at beautifully wrapped packages on the side of the road. And then when you get it home and you finally unpack it, you've brought into your life something that is detrimental. And being in this lockdown period can make you want to hasten up this process. I just spoke about cuffing season. Want you to hasten up this process, but you have to be equally careful. And you have to have a mindset where you are looking for a healthy man. Now, what is a healthy man? You've heard me speak about toxic men in the past. And if this is your first time, you can look at my previous shows around toxic relationships. But here, you want to look out for a healthy man. And a healthy man is created by, let's just say, is by good parenting. Or should I say it, a divine intervention like Paul on that Damascus road. And when you think about it, a broken man, just like a broken woman, is produced by a lack of parenting. Usually a broken man, or in fact a broken woman, is produced by an absent father, or a father that's present that has been an awful example of parenting. And then you've also got those guys who've been brought up on the street and have taken on the conditioning of what you see or what you observe in the barbershop. As women, we're not privy to that conversation, but I've had some conversations with men. And sometimes I felt like, you know what, if I could just be a fly on the wall. But what's been relayed back to me is quite interesting. So when we think of a healthy man, we think of a healthy man who is fully established in his masculinity. He simply doesn't take on the idea that a woman is his property. That's right. Is his property. He rejects that idea. And just because he has a penis, he rejects the idea that he is superior to a woman. Now, when you think about a healthy man is in sync with God. He puts God first in his life. He doesn't have to be a person who goes around spouting about God and Jesus, but you can see in his countenance, in his demeanor, in his spiritual view of life, and his view of his purpose. And he's a man who is in step with his mission. He knows why he's here, and he is walking on purpose to discover what that means for him, discovering what his purpose is. He knows he's here for a purpose, and he's looking to discover what that is with an intentionality. And so a healthy man loves and appreciates womanhood. He loves womanhood. He protects womanhood. His mother, his aunties, his sisters. You may know that kind of guy, right? And he just has this inclination to protect a woman. Not another man, but to protect a woman, because he honors her, especially when he has the awareness that womanhood has been broken down by toxic manhood. So a healthy man is whole enough to support all that his woman is and is not at all threatened by it, but rather he sees her as an expression of him, an extension of him. You see, she enhances his life and he enhances her. So you have to be very careful when you're out there and you're seeking or making yourself available for a man. I don't want to say seeking. You're making yourself available to be found by the right kind of guy, which means that you need to make sure that you're right, that you're healthy. And in doing that, I want you to be very careful to what a man is feeling. Now, let me break that down, what I mean by that. When I say what he is feeling, what a man is feeling about himself will be expressed on the outside. You will feel it in his vibe, in his vibration. Yes? So don't get caught up by what a man is speaking. Yes, words can be very, very deceptive. Think about the serpent. Think about the serpent in the, you know, the Garden of Eden. Do not listen to the words. Is the man actionalizing what he is saying? So when you're in front of this potential guy, because there's a lot of video dating that's going on right now, before you open your heart wide and want to just let that guy in, because there's a lot of adders out there, I want you to pick up on the vibration of that person, because energy doesn't lie. Energy doesn't lie. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your ears to what he's saying. And I want you to feel this guy, because it's in that place that your instinct or your gut instinct is going to talk to you and pick up for you a red flag, if there are any. Yeah. So a man that is not healthy will use language to build you up, and then he will literally dash you to the ground. And he can do this in very subtle ways. It can be dismissive comments. It can be language that is not used to upbuild you and to edify you. Remember, a healthy man wants to build a house. He's seeking to build. Yes. So he's seeking to build you, to enhance you. So when a real and healthy man speaks into your life, you will never feel as if you are being broken down. You will feel as if you are being built up. And you will have this full confidence that even when you get into a dispute with this person or an argument with this person, difference of opinions, you feel fully confident that this man will never, with intention, hurt you. Okay? He will never physically touch you. That is a huge red flag. You will never feel diminished in any way, because even when he does give you constructive feedback, it is done and look at the intention with the intention to build you up, to somehow to shape you and to point you in a more upbuilding situation. So a healthy man is constantly pouring into you. Yes? And a healthy man is a man who is whole enough to support all that the woman is. When God created man, he created him in a way that, and this is God's intention, yes, not the man who is indoctrinated by society and what his teachers and social media has told him, and, you know, his parents and all of this stuff on Instagram and all of that. No. The man that God created, the real and healthy and whole man, is whole enough to support all that a woman is. And he respects her as his equal. She is different, but he respects her as his equal. And so therefore, he has no problem in serving her. He doesn't see it as something that's humiliating. He serves her in a relationship and she serves him in a relationship. And they build a kingdom as a king and a queen together. So I know you're probably saying, Lord, right now, God, give me my Adam. Give me my Adam, right? You know, when God puts two people together, a perfect match in heaven, we've got to learn to stop sabotaging those relationships because we're looking at it from a place of false indoctrination, which means that you've got these beliefs within you that are actually going to break even a good match when you come across it. And this is where I come in. valerieacampbell.com/apply, where I offer free consultation to check your vibe. So wherever you are in the world, you can always apply for that consultation. So the characteristics of a healthy man, I've just described that. Know that this man, he's also a giver. He is generous in nature with whatever little that he has. He's a giver of attention. He is a giver of what he has. He's a giver of a listening ear. Yes, men like to solve things. That's how they're built. That's what masculinity is. Okay, they're solution providers, but they also love to listen. They're great listeners. If you tell them that that is all that you want to do, you just want them to listen. So a healthy man is a good listener. He's a supporter. Now, if a man is going to lean on his woman, he has to support the woman that is supporting him. He has to make sure that she's good, right? He has to make sure that he's strong. And he understands that. That's why he will pour into her. Yeah, because it allows him to lean on her. And there's nothing wrong with that. Remember, you're both serving one another. And you know what I've noticed about healthy men as well? They are unguarded. When you can sit across a table or sit across a video date and openly ask a healthy man questions, he's unguarded because there's nothing to hide. It's almost like, yeah, this is my past. I went through it and I also grew through it. There's nothing to hide. Okay? He will look you straight in the eye because he is intentional, and he will tell you what's going on in his mind, and he will also tell you what it is that he's seeking. He doesn't have any secrets that he needs to uphold or to protect. Not with the one that he loves, yeah? Not with the woman that he's seeking to have in his life. And you'll find that the countenance of this person, when you're around this type of man, he feels solid to you. He has this stable disposition, this stable countenance about himself. However, there's a lot of women who are attracted to dysfunctional, unstable, unpredictable, drama queen men. And I have to say that, okay? And you've constantly got a reason to doubt him. However, it's because he is a reflection of you. So if you're attracting that kind of man and you're looking around you and you've realized, hold on a minute, I keep on attracting the same kind of dude. He's just wrapped up in different clothing. Then you've got to understand that you are the common denominator of your relationships. And you've got to stop and take a good, long, hard look at yourself and think, where is this coming from? Obviously, it's coming from me, but why me? Why me? And so that's why I offer these free consultations, so I can hold up the mirror to you and show you the reflection of yourself. So we've got to be mindful of the type of guys that we attract into our lives. Now, like I said, the healthy man, he answers questions. He doesn't dodge questions. He doesn't mind answering your questions. And when you think about it, you know, I did a show, I think it was it last week or the week before, about submission to a man. And the thing is, think about it. How can you submit to a man who is afraid to answer questions, or in fact, who doesn't even have answers? How can you? Watch and listen to the red flags. A healthy man, he is not self-absorbed. Are you listening to a man who lives outside of the I this, very selfish person? Is this person so self-absorbed that even in conversation, they're not asking you much questions? Look at the red flags. Because a healthy man has interests in others. A healthy man has interests in others. And you know what? You know, like, we've got the modern type man, and you know, I'm still quite wary of the man who spends more time in the mirror than a woman, you know. Yes, of course, grooming is important, but when a man spends more time in the mirror than myself, for me, I'm looking at that. It's like there's a little question mark there for me. You know, you never really know, and this is a big one, right? You never really know a person until you're falling out with that person. Because when things are good, it's easy, isn't it? It's okay. When things are good, it's wonderful. But you never know a person until you fall out with that person, because an unhealthy man is a man who is toxic when he's angry. So when this person, or you have a falling out with this person, how do they behave? Because that's when you see their true characteristic. Their true characteristics. How do they handle when you have a disagreement? When you don't do what they expect you to do? A very, very big sign. And you know, I've spoken about narcissism quite a lot in the past. Yes? Look out for these red flags. Is he balanced in his temperament? Do you ever feel afraid around him? Has he ever put, or you feel the energy that this person will put their hands on you? I remember many years ago, this guy was pursuing me, and I remember he called me one day at work, and I could feel in my gut, I don't know how to describe it, but I could feel, it's almost like I could smell the violent nature of this man. Pay attention, even when there's no physical evidence to even support how you're feeling, listen to your gut. It wasn't until some time later that I actually found out that this man actually had a woman, and he was extremely violent to her. Please pay attention to your gut, to that intuition, because that is what I call your God tuition. That is when God is speaking to you and saying to you, listen, get the hell out of Dodge. This person is not good for you. And, you know, I was thinking earlier as well about the fact that when you think about men who are, you know, affluent or well-to-do, they don't brag, do they? Think about it. Sometimes they're quite unassuming, aren't they? They'll just wear a simple t-shirt, you know, a simple pair of trousers. And you would never stop to think, oh, this person is wealthy, because they're quite unassuming, right? And so a man who is healthy with his wealth doesn't need to brag. He doesn't project like that. He's quite unassuming, because he doesn't want a woman who just wants him for his money. He genuinely wants a woman who loves him for himself. So you want a man who can make you feel better. A man who can make you feel stronger. In other words, a man that can enhance you. That's the reason. So you have to look out for a healthy man. Now, to counter that, to balance that, to reflect that, means that as a woman, you yourself have to be healthy. You have to be whole in your mind. And like I mentioned about broken men, there's also broken women that have gone through trauma, emotionally wounded. They've got beliefs that sabotage their relationships because they're looking at that relationship or that man that they've not yet met through the filter, through the eyes that all men are fill in the blanks, right? And so we've got to start changing our mindset. And that's where I turn to the word of God. You see, when I was going through my stuff and I was broken, and this is something that is, it's not an overnight process. And I, looking back now, I could see how I sabotaged my relationships through my thinking, through the false beliefs that I held about men, looking for love in the wrong places. Then I saw that I needed to heal myself when I saw the trail of devastation that I had experienced. So in order for you to attract a healthy man, you have to be healthy inside. Yes? Because the way that you look at things will determine what you're attracting to your life, will determine the boundaries that you set. It will repel what you do not want. It will keep those bad men out. And so, think about how the law of attraction works. I always say that the feeling is the secret, but the feeling that you're projecting is based on how you feel about yourself. You cannot hide from God's universe. You can hide under a rock, but your feelings will still emanate. It will still project outwards. You cannot hide from yourself. And God's universe says, okay, that's the feeling that you're projecting. Your wish is my command. I'm going to give you a circumstance or an experience to match that. So if you believe that all men are liars, universe that is non-judgmental will say, your wish is my command. I'm going to give you that experience. I'm going to give you that experience because that is what you have written on the world around you, on this fabric stuff, this invisible fabric around us that we cannot see, but yet we leave that impression on it. And we carve out in this Play-Doh, this invisible Play-Doh around us, we write on that Play-Doh with our mind, our thoughts, our feelings, and God's universe just literally gives it back to you because that is what you've carved out. So we need to start shifting our mindset, shifting our mindset. And to this aim, you can first go to www.valerieacampbell.com/queen. I want you to have a look at the queen diagram. And I want you to look at yourself and ask yourself, based on that, what you see in that video, am I on my queen stage or am I on the steps? And then I want you to reach out to me at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply and request your vibes check consultation, which is completely complimentary to you, my listeners. I hope that this has helped someone.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.